It is 4 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM on this Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there listening. This is DJ Ramsey, and the show is Hi Kifak Sava, the weekly show that attempts to bring you music from Lebanon and the region for the best of Arabic music, and also often in French and in English, as the title implies. I am delighted to be with you today for a special edition of my show, the Thanksgiving edition, I guess, and it's going to be only a 1 hour show today as opposed to my regular 2 hours. So I hope you'll stay tuned with me for the next hour for the show. Hi, Kifak Sava, coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM Stanford. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu.
Hi, Kifak Sava.
Hi, Sava.
كيفك سبا
كيفك انت ملا انت كيفك انت ملا انت
لا 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 جاي لعنا وبتتجرب سوي لي هيك وما تغلط لا تمد ايدك
That was a song called Bye Bye Azizi by the Jordanian band Jadal. And that was one heck of a way to start off the show today on Hi Kifak Sava with your DJ Ramsey. I'm with you this Thursday and every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Except that today we're having sort of a shorter show. Well, I'll be with you for 1 hour from now until 5 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM. And the show's title, Hi Kifak Sava, sort of says it all. This is the, a very popular greeting in Lebanon, where people tend to speak three different languages and intertwine them together into this greeting. So the title, of course, Hi in English, Kifak is the colloquial Lebanese way of saying how are you, and Sava in Francais means hope it's going well. The show today will include, as I've done in past episodes this season, an interview with an Arab or Arab-American artist, poet, or writer. And today I will be featuring my exclusive interview with Palestinian-American poet Remy Kanazi, who was at Stanford in the spring of 2011. And who a month ago was again in California performing his repertoire at the Skyline College in San Bruno. I did get to meet with him at after his I would say exhausting performance, and was able to get a brief interview. Poet Remy Kanazi will be our interview spotlight on today's show. In the meantime, we've got a lot of other things coming your way, and we hope you'll stay tuned for all sorts of goodies coming to you here on KZSU 90.1 FM. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu, and I wanted to wish everybody a happy day out there. Those of you celebrating Thanksgiving, probably with friends and family, I'd like to give a big shout out and a big marhaba to all my family and friends who may be listening to the show today. I'm actually looking forward to getting together with them later this afternoon, and I hope that everybody out there will have a wonderful, wonderful, peaceful day today at Stanford University and elsewhere. Thank you very much for tuning in, and let's just move on with the show.
جاهز شارع؟
فجأة
ديما أيوة. على الهواء بعد 90 ثانية خليكي معي
جاهزة
طلع شارع
أهلا بكل المستمعين شكرا لاختياركم محطتنا إذاعتنا ما فيها أخبار وأعلانات وما بتشبه بقية الإذاعات
إرسالنا الموجة الجديدة مركزنا هو الأرض وما عنا تردد رح نبدأ فورا بالعرض
ساعد كلنا سوا شكرا لاختيار
أعزائي المستمعين وين ما كنتوا عم تسمعوا إذاعة كلنا سوا بدون تردد نتمنى تقضوا معنا أوقات ممتعة ونسمع مع بعض أغنية بعنوان يوم اللي تغير العالم
Thank you. ننسى هالزمان ونحلم زمن ألطف ما زالك بلا شي ما فيك تخسر شيء وانا مليت من عشرة نفسي
out of the blue corner, wearing cardinal and red, weighing in at 90.1 pounds, fighting on behalf of underground hip-hop, rare grooves and abstract beats everywhere, is Cremona!
Sundays, 9 to midnight, KZSU.
This is KZSU 94.1 FM. This is your DJ Ramsey with you this Thursday and every Thursday from 4 to, well, today till 5 p.m., usually till 6 p.m. And I'm glad to be with you on this Thanksgiving Day in Arabic, Eid al-Shukr, where we say Shukran. For the show, Hi Kifak Sava, where the trilingual greeting and show, where the world comes together through the music of Lebanon and the region. Lebanon, where French, English, and Arabic are spoken. Often simultaneously and spontaneously. I'm with you today until 5 p.m. Glad to be here and glad to bring you during my show today an interview with a Palestinian-American poet whose name is Remy Kanazi. Not sure if you've heard about this guy, but he was at Stanford in the spring of 2011 and more recently, last month in October, was at the Skyline College here in California, in San Bruno, California, where he performed his routine, let me call it a routine, just because when this poet sort of recites his poetry, it's almost like watching a show go on. He's very animated, to say the least, a very talented young man whose poetry sort of addresses different kinds of human rights issues and attempts to engage the audience within his number. Remy Kanazi is a poet, a writer, and activist based in New York City. He is also the editor of Poets for Palestine. His political commentary has been featured by news outlets throughout the world, including BBC Radio and Grit TV with Laura Flanders, Al Jazeera English, and others. His poetry has taken him across North America, the UK, and the Middle East, and he recently appeared in the Palestine Festival of Literature as well as Poetry International. He is a recurring writer in residence and advisory board member for the Palestine Working Writing Workshop. This young man was in Skyline College, as I said, in October, where he performed sort of engaged the audience in his usual manner. I was able to get an interview with Mr. Kanazi after the show, and we're going to be listening to that now, and then we'll also be segueing from there to a little excerpt from his book Poetic Injustice. And the sample you're going to listen to is from Mr. Kanazi's CD, so it will be actually recorded and read by the poet himself. I hope you will enjoy this poetry or find it at least thought-provoking here on the Hi Kifak Sava show, coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM here at Stanford University. I'd like to wish everybody out there a very happy Thanksgiving. Glad you were with me, and hope that you will stay tuned with me until 5 p.m. today, Pacific Standard Time, for a nice melange of songs coming to you in Arabic and a little bit of French and English thrown in as well. Here's my interview with Remy Kanazi, conducted in October of 2011 at Skyline College in San Bruno, California. I'm sitting here with Remy Kanazi after one of his performances here at the Skyline College in San Bruno, and I just watched him for the third time perform live in concert. And my question to you right away, Remy, is how do you do it? How do you get yourself so pumped up as if it's the first time on stage every time? How do you get yourself in that space where you're in front of an audience interacting, jumping around, and then getting everybody moved from laughter to tears back and forth?
I just think about what I'm writing about and who I'm speaking to, right? I'm in California. I just did three Students for Justice in Palestine show with UC Irvine, UC Riverside, UCLA, and then Stanford, and now here at this amazing play. And to be part of this night is what gave me the energy. And, you know, to see parents, to see youth, to see people speaking out, to working on boycott, divestment, and sanctions, or doing divestment campaigns on their campus, deshelving campaigns, taking to the streets, flash mobs, walkouts, mock checkpoints, mock walls, it's amazing. And that is what kind of fills my creative juices every single day. And hearing other artists and other poets and other musicians and other actors, it's really amazing to see.
Among those who move you or have moved you or have influenced you in terms of your stage performance and your poetry itself, can you name any people that specifically stood out? Perhaps Palestinian poets, writers, or maybe Arab American
Sure, yeah. I mean, Suher Hamad is a great example. The Nomads and the Philistines, Omar Fendem, who also came to Stanford University recently.
And was on our radio show a few months ago.
A brilliant artist, you know. And then I think about, like, who inspired me when I was younger, Edward Said. You know, I grew up on American hip-hop, too. So, you know, to see De La Soul and Tribe Called Quest and Public Enemy, I mean, those, I was actually much more moved by American hip-hop in the beginning than I was by, let's say, Mahmoud Darwish. And when I started working on a collection I edited called Poets for Palestine, that was kind of the entrance into a world of, you know, reading much more like Amiri Baraka and Mahmoud Darwish and Niamh Shahabnai. And that I think is what also keeps me going. Seeing artists, you know, I became a poet because I saw poets. They inspired me. They made me want to go home and pick up a pen. So coming onto the stage, it's a great responsibility as a Palestinian, as an activist, as a socially conscious person. It's up to us to act, to be part of the greater audience that's working against systems of oppression.
And has this desire to write poetry or this talent for poetry always existed within you, or is that something that you sought in terms of academic training or otherwise?
I think I wrote crappy love poems when I was a kid.
You know, I don't know. I'm thinking now that whoever, you know, the person receiving those poems, I hope they saved them, because
I don't think they were ever sent out to anybody.
Oh,
but
okay. I'm getting an exclusive scoop.
Yes, I will send them over and read them on the radio.
Yeah.
But
seriously,
Do you feel that since you were a child, this was something that was sort of like poetry and rhyming and sort of the rhythm and the beat of the of your poems? Was that something that you comes to you naturally, or does that come as a result of a lot of sort of training and self-discipline?
You know, I'm not really sure. I mean, I always wrote when I was a kid, and I always had a passion for writing. But when I moved to New York City, I moved 4 months before 9/11, and you know, I was getting into lefty politics. I was learning about Palestine. I was learning about the civil rights movement. And you know, when those towers came down, there was just such a vitriolic tone and hatred and energy against what was Arab, what was Muslim, what was other, what was Eastern. And I wanted a way to kind of combat that. So I started reading everything that I could, and I actually started first writing about Middle East politics. And it wasn't until 2004 that my brother and sister took me to go see Def Poetry Jam on Broadway that I saw Suher Ahmed, I saw all these other poets who were saying all the things I wanted to say. And I remember turning to my brother and sister and saying, you know, I want to do that. I want to go home and write. I want to go home and talk to those people who weren't Ann Coulter, you know, but were the lefty kids I kind of identified with that were not lefty enough, and be like, you know, you're wrong, and these misconceptions and these generalizations are rooted in bigotry and racism, whether it's fighting against police brutality in our own community, fighting against, you know, Obama kicking out 400,000 undocumented people a year, or Palestine. It's that fight against oppression that should be binding us together.
Absolutely. Remy, how has the response been in terms of audiences? Because you're now on a tour, and you were at Stanford yesterday. You're today here in San Bruno at the Skyline College, and this is part of an extended tour?
Sure, yeah. I'm doing about 55 shows this fall, and I think I'm on a 17-leg trip, a 17-day trip right now, and then I head out to the UK in November. I think it's it's been positive, right? I mean, I'm a little bit, I joke around a lot on stage. I get in your face a bit. You know, you spit the political poem, the angry poem, the sad poem, so you try to get at people at all angles, and I think that the spoken word is a bit disarming, you know, whether, like, if it was a New York Times op-ed, not that the New York Times would be publishing that op-ed.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's easier to dismiss that kind of work. And I think that the poetry kind of gives me an entryway. And also, I mean, I wear t-shirts that are too tight for me, and I put too much gel in my hair. So I don't know if it's like the Jersey Shore effect, like if they're afraid to say anything rude.
Well, let me just ask you a last question about that very point you're making, which is the clowning around. That, you know, is he a stand-up comedian? Is he a poet? Is he both? And do you feel that comedy in some ways helps to alleviate some of the impact that your poems are having on people so that they're not completely devastated by the time they leave? Do you do it consciously to kind of uplift the mood in the audience? Or is this just how you naturally... It just comes instinctively to you.
I was always goofy. I was like a little fat kid growing up. I had one eyebrow, you know what I mean? I was like, oh my God, I was like a brown kid in an all-white town. Like, I had to like figure out ways to joke around. And I think that on stage too, sometimes it's a little heavy to do just an hour of in-your-face kind of poetry, so it breaks it up a little bit. And I think it's important to talk to people, whether it's about BDS or making a joke. Like, somebody asked me, like, what is your position as, you know, how do you feel as an Arab American? I was like, well, I'm Arab, I'm Palestinian, I'm American, I'm an activist, I'm a goofy kid, I'm a former fat child, I'm a, you know, a person that loves reality TV and hates myself for it. So I'm a lot of things. And I think that the more that you present your whole self on stage, I think the more you're going to connect with an audience. And for me, I'm not a... Some people see themselves as artists who want to bring a political message. I see myself as an activist who happens to use art as a way to get the message across. And I think that what's great is to see how many of the youth are rising up. And they're not student activists. They're activists who happen to be students. So for me... you know, we need this kind of change in America, not in this BS Barack Obama way, but in this collective, bottom-up, grassroots type of way. And to see that happening is a beautiful thing. And I think that I'll continue writing poetry as long as we keep making waves.
Inshallah. Remy, your book is actually available for sale. Can you tell our listeners, you know, where they could get it? And if you have any websites or, you know, anywhere they could go to find out more about you, your work, your tours...
Sure.
Because we're going to play a little excerpt from the CD that comes with the book.
Absolutely.
And what a great idea to release a CD with the book, because I think hearing you read the poems is really what makes the poem come to life. When you read the poem and you haven't heard you, it is a beautiful poem that moves you, but to watch you perform it adds a whole other layer to an already extraordinary poem. This idea of putting the CD with the book, and as you know, I've insisted on you autographing my books, because I know when you're great and even greater one day, I will always say I knew Remy back when.
I will still know you then.
Thank you, Habibi. I know you will, because you're not that kind of guy. But seriously, where would people go to get the book, and where do you suggest that they consult for your upcoming appearances, etc.?
You can check out more about my tour, about the book, see some of the poems on www.poeticandjustice.net. It's also available on Amazon, but we try to support the corporations as less as possible. They can also check me out on Facebook. I have a fan page there. I'm on Twitter. I'm always tweeting what comes into my head. There's booking anywhere. One of the greatest things about being a poet is being able to travel around the country and connect with a lot of different communities and different people. And so, thank you for listening to this radio program.
And you really, I've said this before, but you give us hope that the new generation of Palestinian Americans growing up here are actually carrying the torch and doing this in such surprising ways. We're very proud of your generation. You're giving my generation much needed hope, Habibi. So the book is...
Poetic Injustice, Writings on Resistance in Palestine.
And the website again was...
www.poeticandjustice.net.
Great. And after this, well, what better way to end this segment than with a little poem by Remy from the CD. Any one poem in particular you'd like me to air?
Yeah, honestly, whatever moves you. Whatever.
From Rikers to Bagram in 6 parts. An 18-year-old kid was shot dead today. Body faded into the pavement. His name was Malcolm or Muhammad or Black Brown Blurred Boy. I can't remember his face. They never told me his name. Forgotten faces fill prison cells in Rikers and Bagram. War-torn cities collapse like Berlin walls. Opiates in Afghanistan swallowed like the tongues of Western correspondents. I read about post-traumatic stress disorder. Soldiers couldn't handle what they saw, but no one asked what they did. Iraqi whispers cut short like hiccup breaths. Families left for dead and stuffed in tents. Makeshift refugee camps always seem to expand out and never disappear. Funny that we were the weapon of mass destruction. Found the day our boots, our bombs landed. Cut with depleted uranium and white phosphorus. Sand found stuffed in nostrils of lifeless bodies. An old man defecated on himself. Shrieked in pain and disbelief as he bled to death. Didn't die like they do in the movies. Sunburned while coagulated saliva mixed with hot, dry dirt. No ambulance in sight. No profound statement or final goodbye. Their pens never touch history books or update teleprompters. Blue versus black and brown. They feel fear when they hear the sirens. Batons always seem to have their names on it. Bullets red. Malcolm or Muhammad or Black Brown Blurred Boy. I can't remember his face. They never told me his name. Parents hug the sky, hoping to feel him once more.
Spreading all his trouble to me, and I'm falling. go far away. Cause there ain't no need to make it bleed. And go far away.
That was a Lebanese artist. Her name is Nadine Khoury, and the track was called All This Violence. This track was taken off Nadine Khoury's album. And before that, we heard a reading by a Palestinian-American poet whose name is Rami Kanazi. He read a poem called From Rikers to Bagram, and that was from his collection of poetry called Poetic Injustice. That was preceded by my interview with the poet Rami Kanazi, which was conducted in October of 2011, so that would be last month. And to
just recap and tell you that some of the songs you heard earlier on the show here on Hi Kifak Sava were, we did, you heard before the interview with Rami Kenazi, you heard the new song by the ultra hip Lebanese group Mashrua Layla, the Layla Project. We heard a track called Inni Mnih, I Am Good, and that track is from their EP called El Hal Romansi. To translate the EP title, it means the solution is romance. Before that, we heard Hebal Mansouri, one of those amazing new artists who's gaining a lot of popularity now and much deserved, I would say, for releasing sort of these classic tracks or classic songs and remixing them and singing them in a very alternative and different way that was sort of indicative of the underground music Lebanese or Lebanese scene, or well, the underground music scene in Lebanon, let's just put it that way. And Hebal Mansouri sang a song called Rima, and that song was originally recorded and released by none other than the ultimate Lebanese diva Fairuz, who released it well many decades ago. So you heard sort of a new revamped edition of Rima sung by Hebal Mansouri, and that was from her album called Sahnom. We began the show, as you all know, by Jadal, with the group, Jordanian group Jadal, and the song Bye Bye Azizi. So there you go. You have a listing of all the songs I've played on the show so far. Of course, if you ever want to sort of check out the names of these artists that I've been saying, you can always go to zookeeper.stanford.edu and look at some of the playlists that I have available, or that we have available for you here, so that you are you're sort of aware of the spelling of the songs and the artists. That's because many of the artists that I play here tend to be, from the Middle East and have names that may not sound too familiar for many of our listeners out there. My name is DJ Ramsey. The show is Hi Kifak Sava. I'll be with you for another, about 18 minutes. And that's really thanks to the wonderful, wonderful DJ we have here. MC Dizzy Jackson has agreed to take over my show an hour early today. I can't thank him enough for that on this Thanksgiving Day. MC Dizzy Jackson's show, The Songsmith Show, usually follows mine at 6 o'clock, but today he will be starting early, that would be at 5 p.m., and I strongly urge everybody out there to tune in to his show, not only this Thursday, but every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM. The Songsmith Show with MC Dizzy Jackson presents creators and interpreters of finely crafted music. Tune in for an eclectic mix of most American genres and genre blends, as well as the occasional oral oddity. And that will be coming to you at 5 p.m. today instead of 6 p.m. Hope you'll stay tuned for that on this Thanksgiving Day. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and I'll be with you next week again for my regular show from 4 to 6 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM. The show's title is Hi Kifak Sava, and as I said earlier in the show, that tends to be the Lebanese way of saying hello, where the people there speak in, different languages. That's French, English, and Arabic, and sort of pride themselves on their ability to do so in a sort of combined way. Well, anyway, I think I've said enough about the greeting and about the show. Let's move on with a sample of what I'm talking about. Here's a song by an artist named Grace Deeb, and the song is called Comme Toi. So translated, that means like you, and as you can tell from the title of the song, it is in French. However, Grace Deeb will surprise you, or perhaps not, by including some Arabic in the song. Grace Deeb, sort of representative of the spirit of this show where French, English, and Arabic intertwine. Here is Grace Deeb singing Comme Toi, and we'll see where that leads us here on the Hi Kifak Sava show, coming to you from KZSU 90.1 FM. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. Thank you for staying with me on this Thanksgiving Day, and enjoy Grace Deeb.
soleil, la fin du jour.
Hello, it's Tanya Cassis. A big hello to all Stanford University students and KZSU listeners, 90.1 FM. A warm kiss from Lebanon.
حبيبي رح تبقى غالي عليلي لو في يطير حبيبي جبلك شي نجمي بإيدي
That was none other than La Soprano du Liban, and her name is Tania Cassis. We featured her here on KZSU many, many times, and I've actually included an interview with her last week during my show, Hi Kifak Sava. That was her singing the remixed version of Shuma Sar, and we began the set with Grace Deep singing a song in both French and in Arabic called Comme Toi on this Thanksgiving Day here on KZSU 90.1 FM, and I'm glad to say that we have somebody in the studio today who heard, I guess, this beautiful music and had to rush down here. We have Eric Dobson in the studio. Eric, I will say, I will extend my greeting to you in Arabic. Marhaba.
Hi, kifak sava.
Oh, how long did it take for you to practice that?
Oh, I practiced it all on the drive here.
Really? I didn't realize, Eric, that you spoke three languages.
Just a few words in each language.
Really? And so I don't know if there's the concept of Thanksgiving in three languages.
No, but I would like to give a Thanksgiving shout out to all the KZSU 90.1 FM listeners out there, and also to my family, extended family, and friends.
Wow. Are you going to be celebrating Thanksgiving with them today?
Yes. After speaking here, I'm going to drive on my way up to Rockridge, Oakland.
Wow. Well, hopefully they'll be listening to you as you speak right now in Oakland, because I'm sure the KZSU signal does reach, you know, the East Bay, as you know.
Yes, I hope so. I told them to turn it on during their cooking.
And do you want to give a shout out to anybody else in your extended family or in your immediate family who may be listening to us at kzsulive.stanford.edu?
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to Molly, my niece, Liam, my nephew, and to Aya and Leia out there.
Wow, okay. So whoever these lucky people are, I'm glad that you were here, Eric, to give them a Thanksgiving greeting. And you know how to say thank you in Arabic?
Shukran.
That's good. What about French?
Merci.
And I think you speak Spanish, though, but it's not part of this title of the show. How would we say that in Spanish?
Gracias.
Gracias. Well, there we go. We actually brought you four languages here. Thank you, Eric, and a very happy Thanksgiving to you.
Afon.
And we'll have to also say thank you for you, for being you, and for being the amazing person you are, and for coming in today and staying with us on the Hi Kifak Sava show. We also should say a quick thank you and hello to Ahmed Q.
Hi, Ahmed Q.
You may know him. What was the name you gave him? His Americanized name?
Ace.
Okay, well, there we go. We've got Ace and we've got Eric and we've got everybody coming together here, including MC Dizzy Jackson, the amazing, amazing DJ who will be hosting his show early today from 5 to 6 p.m. So that'll be in a few minutes from now. I'm going to leave you with a very warm greeting on this Thanksgiving Day. This is DJ Ramsey. The show is Hi Kifak Sava, and I will be with you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. I'm ending today early, so I hope that everybody out there just has a wonderful Thanksgiving Day. Thank you for joining me on the show. I'm going to leave you with a track by Salma. It's called Un Verre Chez Nous. It's a very appropriate song, sung in French and in Arabic, and it was written by Ziad al-Rahmani, who would be Fairuz's son, and translated means a drink at our place. So I hope everybody out there has a drink at somebody's place. Doesn't have to be alcoholic. And if it is, then, you know, the more the merrier, I guess. Whatever. Here it is, Un Verre Chez Nous and the amazing Salma. And that will conclude my show for today on the Hi Kifak Sava show. Make sure to stay tuned for MC Dizzy Jackson and his show, The Songsmith Show, coming to you today from 5 till 9 p.m. I just love that DJ for taking over the last hour of my show on this Thanksgiving Day. Enjoy his show. Stay tuned and have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Est-ce que vous êtes fiancé? Est-ce que vous êtes marié? Est-ce que vous êtes pédé? Est-ce que vous m'entendez? Chou, yaché chou. Quand est-ce que vous voulez venir prendre un verre chez nous? Chou, quand est-ce que vous voulez venir prendre un verre chez nous? Chou.
بس شكله مش مريح
لا والله كل شي منيح
صار له جمعة محل
هو مش المحل شو
شو
يا اخي شو طيب quand est-ce que pour vous nous venir prendre un verre chez vous شو
تفتكري افضل انو تجو انتو ونسهر جنو
وي
ولا شو
نسهر يعني لا نسهر إنه نسهر بس احكي شو
تمشو
ييييي